otherwise, but...
We said the last time we spoke that we're not speaking about the career here, again. I'm not speaking about the tearing part here, yeah? Provided we're clear for career. Provided we're talking about the chelic or tofa, the part of sewing. So let's start from the beginning. Are we filmed already?
Yeah.
I'll catch you today, sir. Right, so this was a plaster. I'm not talking about this openness on Shabbos yet, but I see it. Say, oh, you're allowed to do it, but I'm not talking about this point now. We're talking about the plaster itself, we spoke about last week, putting the plaster on Shabbos, yeah? Someone's got a cut. And what about plaster on his cut? That was what we spoke about last week. So first of all, part one is taking this off. Part two is taking the tabs off over here. Now we're not speaking about those two. Those two parts we're not speaking about. I'm speaking about part three to do with tofa, and that is to put the plaster on the cut in someone's hand. So the shaila is l'chay, that's tofa, because it's sticking to the person. Yeah, that's what we said last time. But we said again here that there's a heter. We said this a few times or so. It's very important to bring this out. Even though toifel is man is osa, toifel for a short time is osa. Even as a matter of fact, we've shown you about this, but we take on toifel is man, toifel for a short time is osa. However, if it's clear from what you're doing to everyone, it's a temporary thing, everyone knows it's temporary, that's everyone holds his mutter for a short time. So a plaster is one. Yeah, I'm going to have to plaster. The whole time we about yeah, but a plaster, let's go just recap what we said, a plaster. So we said the chayre, a plaster, everyone knows a plaster is a short-term thing on a person. No person wants to have a plaster for a long time. So it's a short-time job, and therefore there's no ism, it's some tofa on the person, putting the plaster on the person. What is the problem, we said? The problem is that very interesting halakha, because I never cut this really properly, that when a person puts a plaster on, let's say like this over here, a person puts a plaster on, so he's got a cut, let's say, on his fingers, he puts a plaster on like this, he wraps it around, and it does it like that. Now what he's done is he's put the tofa on the person, there's no problem. The problem is the plaster sticks on itself. That second bit, when the plaster goes round and sticks on itself, you've done tofa on the plaster. That's the whole problematic. So how do you avoid it? So last week I said to you that you can avoid it by doing it on like this. Do it straight up. Do it straight. There's no problem there. So look, I think people came to you after them and I said, that's not very practical. It's not a practical thing. It's not going to last. I can't remember if someone said here or something. I can't remember. The master says it's not practical. Pope this week, I was speaking to Al Solomon actually, from working on Solomon. He told me, I was speaking to him about this, about plasters. He said to me, yeah, we also mentioned this last week. He said, another eight to a B is to put it on a slant. That means like this, let's see, you put it like this. Can you see? It's not. Yeah. There's no problem at all. It's not come over at all. The plaster has not crossed itself at all.
It doesn't touch.
Doesn't touch at all. So I said, that would be another eight to have to do it. Yeah? So either way, that's the way of avoiding it. Either put it lengthways, so you've got no problem there at all of tofa, or you put it in such a way where it goes on a diagonal and it's not going to touch. That's the thing. But otherwise the problem, I must say, the Urkha Shabbos, I don't really understand this actually, the Urkha Shabbos says that if you do it like this, you put it over, and you, let's say in this case I spoke to you before, it wraps over, if you have in mind to take it off in a day, then you're coming onto the shayla of Tefillah Zman, which is a bit of a shayla.
Take it off or...
You put it on like this, and you have in mind to take it off on Motzei Shabbos,
by opening it
properly, then you've got around into this shayla where the Tefillah Zman is a problem, not which is a machlokes, that's good. The Maaseh, it's interesting this point, because we said in Kosher that anything which is the derech to do, and you leave it in that position, it doesn't help you intend to undo it afterwards. So even though you might intend to do it after 24 hours, but since it's very normal for a person to leave a plaster on like this and just slip the whole plaster off, that l'chayr is much worse. I don't know if it's a bit of a chiddush. He's not saying you can do it, he's just saying it's turned that machlokes. I would have thought it's a bit worse than that machlokes there, because l'chayr is a gezeira that you might leave it, and that should be worse. But anyway, for sure, a person should leave plaster on Shabbos, but if he does, that is the way to do it. Then we spoke of one more thing we spoke about, it's also very interesting, and that was called a butterfly stitch, a butterfly thing. Now, I must say, put this week, as I have been told, going from Absolar, I've got my whole kit with me here. Yeah, I'm the brush one, I don't need that. Would you believe it? All the plaster I got, I can't find the butterfly one. moth to come out. Oh, here it is. So a butterfly, he explained to me that sort of matter. So the butterfly stick, the butterfly plaster is actually mainstream. That actually closes the wound. Because the person got a cut. A normal plaster is just secure. It stops infection going in where it doesn't actually bind together. What you've got, a butterfly plaster is a much better, well, not better, it's doing a different job. The butterfly plaster is actually bonding the cut together. So again, you've got the same problem opening it. Should have opened this before. But when you're on film, it takes a long time to open. You've got the same trying to open. Again, I'm not talking about that now, but we're talking about the best song with your career. Now we're talking about this thing over here. Oh, that looks complicated to open on. So here you take, not very good this one. This one's broken. But the mice, what's supposed to be is like a strip which goes right, oh, it's all right. Like this. This is what it looks like. You put it across and you tighten it, it says, over the thing, and that pulls it together. That pulls the cut together. You're pulling the cut together so it bonds like that. That is a bit more of an issue. I must say, there's a big machlokes stamazoi. Is there an issue of toifa on the person? That means, is stitching, a doctor has to stitch something on Shabbos. Yeah? Is there an issue on, it's not very pleasant, I'm sorry, yeah. Is there an issue of sewing a person on Shabbos, or even gluing a cut? That's a big machlokes, the maestro, where the toifa applies a gufa odom. It's a big machlokes like this. The maestro, it looks like a possible take on, about the lechatchila, one shouldn't do it. This, though, is much better. Because this is what it's doing is it's holding the thing in position. It's like a grommer. It's going to hold it, and it's later going to be set like that. That many poskim are matted to use a butterfly thing. Again, others are a bit more machna. Others say even a butterfly one shouldn't do once you get a goy to do it. But that's a bit of a question. A butterfly stitch is definitely better than actually sewing on a person. Yeah, sewing on a person or gluing on a person is a bit worse. Okay, that's what we said last time. Okay, let's move on now. The next thing is also very interesting. Someone mentioned this last week, I went to one of the shops, I'm not mentioning which shops it was. Sometimes you get on packages, that's why I wanted to get on a packet, I couldn't find one at home. Sometimes you get a package, much like I've seen on a pretzel packet, you open a pretzel packet up, and then they've got like a sticky tab on the pretzel packet, that to be able to keep the freshness inside, you can put the seal over the bag and it holds the position. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's a similar idea, I suppose, yeah. This bag is a bit worse, I think. It's a bit worse. Why is it a bit worse? What's the shyly with the reusable? Again, here it's claw, it's a temporary thing. It's like the next time you open your pretzel. It's clear. It's not this gezeira, that's tfiyu she'en shakayoma, which we read in the chatzila also. It's clear, it's boiled, that it's meant to be for a short time. So, lechora, this thing should be mutter for a short time. So if you're going to eat it for a long time, you're going to use it next Pesach, put it in the freezer for next Pesach. Whatever, you had it on paper, you want to keep it for the next year, I don't know if you're going to do that. That could be a problem. But the marshal generally thinking food, a person normally keeps it in the cupboard, he's going to open it sometime.
If you say the same as the things in the books, it should be within 24 hours.
Well, we're allowed for 7 days. We're allowed for 7 days for books. We're really allowed.
So 7 days?
Yeah. So here's an interesting shot, a very, very interesting question over here. And that is what we touched on already also last time. And here, often, the plastic, whatever it is, goes over writing. That means when you've got a plastic pretzel bag, you open it up, and then you've got a seal on it, and when you pull the seal over, the seal goes over writing. Often that plastic obscures the writing. That could be, we spoke about last time, could be a shad of moichuk. Yeah? Because the Bach holds, we said this in the Shia Mem, the Bach holds in the Shia Mem, so quite new, I think it is. We should ruin it down, this is my find here. That if a person's got shavah, for example, wax, overwriting, you have to take it off on Shabbos as an issur moichik. So you can clear over here, when you put this plastic over writing and it obscures the writing, sometimes it's transparent, so there's no problem, then you can see right through. But sometimes it's got, I couldn't remember exactly what it looks like. As far as I remember, sometimes it can be that it's a dark colour which goes over the writing and it's obscured the writing. Am I right? Is it plastic? Or you can't remember?
Plastic,
yeah. Is it a transparent one? Could you see the writing underneath it?
I'm not sure.
Let's say Matthew, you can't see the writing underneath it. So that was Lechera in Shin Mem, Sivkot and Yud. The Mishnah Berurah is not very happy with this, yeah? The Mishnah Berurah talks about it, brings the Bach. The Bach holds that if you've got wax on writing, to take that wax off on Shabbos is an Issur Moichuk. He, in fact, asked why it's not Kosher as well. So we spoke about this last time with these sticky labels over here, like we said, like over here. That's what we said. Mum, in this case over here, these people use these tabs, they still have heated tabs. This is a good example over here. This one over here, it obscures writing. You can't see through it. So the chol to put that on Shabbos, we still should problem. Then we just said that from Rosh Hashanah would suggest that since it comes off so easily, maybe it's different to wax. Wax is a whole other way to take off. And therefore, that's called on. And taking it off is a shad of moichet. I think people suggested this already last time. Mashenkin, this, which comes off just so easy, just put it off, it comes off. Mum, it's easy. Maybe that's not a shad of moichet. It's not posh, lads. Here, on these bags over here, you've got extra sforah. I must say, you've got extra sforah to be makel. And that is, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about a case of where a person's got writing on the sides of the sforah. And every time you open up your sefer, you're doing moichet. You're obliterating the writing, or you're obliterating the picture. Is that a problem on Shabbos? Are you allowed to open the sefer? So let's see if we can find Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah says, Shir Mem, Sifkot Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah is the sforah over here from the Knesset Hagdolah, I think it is. Shir Mem. Mum's just shied on. He's got on top of. He's got on a safe on the pages of a safe. He's got writing on it. Can you open this? Can you open up the safe? So Mr. Brewer brings down. I think. Yes, I can do that. Safe is because of a brosh echude dapol oishas table. Someone's got on the sides of the pages. He's got pictures or riots. Yes, oishas apostle and oishas shabbos. Some ask you to open and close on Shabbos. By opening it, you're breaking the letters. It's like rubbing out. When you close it, you're like writing. You're making a word. So he says, that could be a problem. Many Achrim are leaning on this. They hold, raised to Svara, the time on the Kimon to Osir Limer Minifto. Since this safe is Oimer to open and close, that's what it's made for. So he says the Svara is Kimon da Osu Lino Venifta Tomid Leka Bazem Shumachikasiv. It's nothing to do with writing and rubbing out. It's in fact, he says, it's like a delus of a door. It's like a door in a house. That's like when you open a door of a house, opening and closing, it's not binyan, because it's oimed lekach. Who I did a safer, hopefully, is meant to be, it's oimed to open and close. And therefore, since it's oimed to open and close, therefore there's no problem of moichuk and kosev when you do it. These bags over here are much better than these sticky tabs. The label, the sticky adhesive is stuck onto the bag. It's like a hinge. It's like a hinge of a door going backwards and forwards. So the same head you've got, lechayra, of opening a sefer, lechayra you have for this as well. And therefore that's much better. Even if it obscures the writing, so first of all you've got the smaller, that maybe it's not so tight writing, it's not so tight, and maybe it's not like shallow. And even if it is like shavu, it's only to open and close. That's why it's made for. It's stuck onto the bag to open and close. That the chur is much better, and therefore that should be the chur mutter. But who would it? Quite right. If a person knows he only has it more than a week, keeps it closed for more than a week, then that chur could be a problem. Yeah, I mean, the person knows, for example, he seals the packets. He's got a special packet of pretzels, which he only uses once every 2 weeks. So then to reseal it, then it could be a problem on Shabbos. Because he knows he'll be there for 2 weeks. Less than a week is okay, but more than 2 weeks, more than a week is the chayav problematic. All right? That's what we said over here about this thing over here. So the chayav, that's what should come out. Yeah? So that's the reusable labels that you've got on these bags. Okay, move on to the next thing here. This is also very interesting, these nappies. Again, the nappies, well, there's a variety of nappies. Let's see it over here. So a normal nappy, when a person uses a nappy on Shabbos, what he does is he first of all has to open up the nappy. That's number one over here. Number one, opening up. I'm not talking about opening up. That's Shiloh of Korea. I don't want to speak about that now. I want to talk about fastening on the baby, first of all. Is there a problem to close the nappy up on the Shabbos? Oh, so that's clear. Any person who puts a nappy on a baby is a short-term thing. It's quite clear, nicker to everyone, hopefully, that it's a very short-term position on there. So sticking the nappy on the child is l'chor zicha, no problem. Because I'll say it's meant to be for short-term. I'll say what you do have to worry about is a side point, and that is opening up for the first time. I'm not talking about that now. Opening up for the first time is more of an issue. Because that has been come from the manufacturers. Pampers, whoever they are, have sold you a packet of nappies, which have been sealed maybe for 6 months. And now you come along on Shabbat, you want to open it up, you're undoing a tefillah which was made for a long time. That's a separate issue which we have to discuss. I think Korea, but that's nothing to do with now. We're talking about, it's already, let's forget about that issue, let's ignore that issue, but it's a problem, not a problem. Let's ignore that. We're talking about now sticking onto the baby. So the Chorah onto the baby is no problem at all. Because that is clear, it's a short-term tefillah. Everyone knows the short-term sewing, and therefore that part is no problem whatsoever. Where is the problem, Rabbi Yisai?
You take it off after use.
Oh, so first of all, after use. So after use, really, when you take it off, it's not also not such a problem, because it's right, so what happened? You'll do a korea, but it wasn't topa. So there's no korea, there's no korea. So I'm doing, what? Oh, so now the shayla is, what happens often, is the person takes the nappy off, he wraps it up like this, and then he wraps it to seal it before he puts it in the dustbin. He wraps it like this. Like that. Then that goes in the dustbin. Now that's much more of a problem. Because that is going to last like that now. As far as he's concerned, that's finished. That's going to stay like that for a long time. That's the chore much worse, this problem. Now I must say, there's various sorts of nappies that are going on the market. The one I've got over here is not a problem. Because this one I've got here is Velcro. A lot of the nappies they make now are Velcro. Velcro is no problem at all. Even though we did say that when you put lining in a coat, Vosna was machme. Others will make it with Velcro and Gunson. Vosna was machme in Velcro if you leave it for a long time. But here it's a bit different. You leave it for a long time, it's going to be destroyed, the whole thing. It's not like you want it like that. I think it's more of a spot you make it over here, according to a Vosna. If it's Velcro, Velcro is definitely better. Yeah? If it's Velcro. But the question is, some of these nappies are trying out various sorts. This one I haven't got so clear. Some of them are actually... Yeah, you got... Yes, I know, but some of them... I don't know whether they are. Someone gave me one today, which is Velcro and sticky.
First one
was
sticky.
The first one was sticky, yeah. Must have been the first one I saw. This one here is very sharp. I don't know how it works. It's got two parts to it. You see, it's got Velcro on this part here. It's got sticky over here as well. Now, there were some nappies, someone told me, I didn't get a chance to get it from him, but someone told me there are the cheaper nappies, the lower class brands, they are just sticky. So again, if it's Velcro, the Chorah is no problem. Velcro is not a problem with nappies.
Even opening also,
nothing. Plus, even opening is not a problem, yes. The Chorah is not, the plastic shouldn't be a problem, yeah? And even closing, and you're leaving it for a long time there, the Chorah, that's also not a problem with Velcro. So the Velcro patch is not a problem. The only issue could be with these nappies is nappies which are sticky. So again, if it's open before Shabbos, you want to stick it down on a child, that's also no problem, because it's only meant to open up very shortly, so there's no problem opening up even if it's a sticky one. But our question is that what happens is, Lamarche, you've finished using a nappy, and you now want to wrap it up and throw your dustbin like this. Now that's going to stay for a long time. Is that a problem with a sticky one? So that is a bit of a question amongst the postulate. What? That's a bit of an issue there, whether that's allowed. Meister, the Urchus Shabbos, as far as I remember, let's see if I can find the Urchus Shabbos, just down with him. He, the Meister, is not happy with the person doing this. Lamed Hay. Keturinya. Bizman hasos achitum atir. When you take the nappy off the child, yes, the zoyshle the kaplo labika. You shouldn't fold it up and then seal it. You shouldn't shadboka zunish eres loylam. This closing stays now for loylam. But how is there? Get a tefira gemura. This is called a proper sewing. Rah ora. Now ora brings already yesh the fatvik with the mice on the top. That's what he says. The chayyeh is a problem. So again, let's just make a recap. On the nappies that we've got, many of them are velcro, so there's no problem at all. It's only a problem, nappy is only an issue if the nappy is a sticky nappy, it's not a velcro one. It's a sticky nappy, which there are some around on the market, then the chayyeh one should avoid sealing it before one puts in the dustbin. That means one can close it out. There's nothing wrong with doing this. What you can do is you can close it out. There's nothing wrong with just wrapping it up like this. Without sealing it, I just put it in the dustbin. That's different. That's what you should do.
Bag.
What?
And you close the nappy bag.
That's about double knot, yeah.
So that's also could be a problem. That's the same shayla by kosher.
It's a single knot.
Yeah, a single knot. I mean, if you take the bag, we spoke about this with kosher, if a person takes the bag and he puts it like this, it makes a knot in like this, it makes a knot. Yeah? That's problematic. That is a knot which is going to be Pashas Loilam. That's going to be a cord, an oilam is going in the dust and it's going to be for a long time. It's a problem. If a person makes a very weak knot, like this we said last time, a person takes this, like a shoelace thing. You do that, which is fine to put it in a dustbin. To do nappies and put that in a dustbin, that's fine. You do it like that. That knot is not called a knot at all. Because since it can easily open up, it hasn't got a shein kesher, and therefore one can put nappies in a bag like this, do that simple knot like that, and that's no problem at all. But to make the first knot I did, that is the whole problematic.
This can't do double.
I can't do double, but yeah, it's fine. To go into the dustbin like this is fine. The holes to get into the dustbin. Right. So to make a quick recap, So we spoke about the plasters. It's a problem putting on. Take first has to be careful when you put it on that like it doesn't overlap itself, and you stick yourself to the two pieces because that's lechera problematic. You should do it on lengthways, or you should do it on a slant. That makes it no problem at all. And when it comes to the nappies, the vulgar ones are no problem. These ones can be a sick ones can be a problem. All right, wait a second. Velcro is not a problem. It's not called sticking. It's called a button. It's like a button. It's 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 a button